from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author, and we have Lizzie with us this morning doing a great job. Lizzie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm super excited about our guests that we have coming up.
I know. It's just going to be such a fun interview. You got to hear the next guest. So I want to get right started so we can get to it. Let's hear from John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
And the dirty word of the day is color breaking. Color dash breaking. Tulip breaking virus is one of five plant viruses that cause color breaking of flowers. Also known as tulip break virus, lily streak virus, lily mosaic virus, or simply TBV, tulip breaking virus is most famous for its dramatic effects on the color of the tulip perianth, an effect highly sought during the 17th century Dutch tulip mania. Color-breaking symptomology was first described in 1576 by Carolus Clusius, a Flemish professor of botany at Leiden, who noted the variegation and believed that with the offset production of the flower, an entirely new broken bloom, the plant was distilling itself into a separate pure plant. Besides tulips, color breaking can affect several species. Amaryllis, abutilon, camellias, chrysanthemums, coreopsis orchids, pansies, tobacco, violas, and more. The virus affects the bulb and causes the cultivar to break its lock on a single color, resulting in intricate bars and stripes and streaks and featherings or even flame-like effects of different colors on the petals. These symptoms vary depending on the plant variety and the age at the time of the infection. Different types of color breaks is caused by either local fading or intensification or overaccumulation of pigments after the normal flower color has developed. Because each outer surface is affected, both sides of the petal often display different patterns. In the lily species, the virus causes mild to moderate mottling or streaking in the leaves about 2 weeks after inoculation, and that causes the plant to produce distorted leaves and flowers. The virus weakens the bulb and retards the plant's propagation through offset growth, and as it progresses through each generation, the bulb grows stunted and weak. Eventually, it has no strength to flower and either breaks apart or withers away, ending the genetic line. Tulips like Wren's Sensation display a broken effect, are stable variants, and the result of breeding, not infection. Though many tulip fanciers feel the modern variants are a poor substitute when compared to the long-extinct rare cultivars like Semper Augustus. That's the famous painting that you see that caused the Dutch tulip mania. Modern tulip varieties infected with the virus are fragile and usually much smaller than normal healthy blooms with a reduced stem. For this reason, the most famous examples of tulip from color break bulbs, the Semper Augustus and the Viceroy, no longer exist. So if you see your camellia or your pansies or your, different types of coreopsis and the color is changing in the leaves or in the flower petals, you're going to know that you have a virus and your plant's no longer going to be healthy. So that's the dirty word of the day, color breaking. And I just find that fascinating.
Very fascinating. Now, how can we use this in a sentence?
Color breaking. Let's see. The genes were so faded because they were used so much and were not strong. And so the color breaking in the jeans imitated the streaking of the flowers.
I love that. Absolutely love that. How about this, listeners? 8:30, give us a call and you can use a dirty word in a sentence.
Yeah, that would
just
be,
keep it clean.
That would be great. I appreciate that. And so color breaking, you can see that on Better Lawns and Gardens and read more about it. I was fascinated that orchids have color breaking. So when you see different patterns in them, it's not the breeding or the cross-pollination. It's actually an infection, a virus infection.
That's good.
Yeah, that's fascinating.
We can learn a lot from our plants.
There you go. We have a great guest coming up. Since 2016, Loria Stern has created Eat Your Flowers, a thriving bakery and catering business that values local community and sustainability and inclusivity. She harvests from her own abundant flower garden and works along local farmers to source seasonal and organic products. She's going to join us next, and she is going to be telling us about eating your flowers. And so we're going to have her on, and we're going to be taking your gardening questions later on in the program, and you can text us your version of the dirty word of the day. I love that. Also, come out and see us today. Tom McCubbin and I. Tom will be there from 9 o'clock until 11. I will be at the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival from 11 to 1. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kids' zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty good, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 61st Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 29th and 30th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters. Visit apopkaartandfoliagefestival.org.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
The wind in your hair, the sun on your face. There's nothing like experiencing Florida's waterways on a personal watercraft. Knowing how your PWC operates will keep you safe on the water. Remember, PWCs need thrust to change direction, so use a controlled amount of throttle to turn. Know your limits, never ride recklessly, and always wear your life jacket. Safe boating is no accident. To learn more, visit the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission at myfwc.com.
Did you lose health insurance because of a life change, like having a baby, getting married or divorced, changes in employment, or turning 26? You may qualify for quality, affordable health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace during the special enrollment period. A certified health insurance navigator can help you find the right plan for free and without obligation. Visit us at coveringflorida.org. That's coveringflorida.org. Get help today.
More than 50,000 distracted driving crashes occurred last year in Florida. And sadly, close to 300 people involved in those crashes never made it home. Distracted driving is dangerous driving. It puts everyone in danger. The text can wait. Put it down and focus on driving. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
When it comes to taking care of your acreage, don't mess around. Toro's zero-turn mowers cut big yards down to size in less time, so you can spend more time hunting, fishing, or just enjoying the day. Built with comfort-enhancing, productivity-boosting features like MyRide suspension that takes the ache out of acreage, massive rear-drive tires for ultimate traction, and ultra-durable Iron Forge cutting decks you can rely on for years to come. Bowl through anything that dares get in your way. Toro, count on it. Visit toro.com/zero-turn to find yours.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You can have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. 800-876-5235. That's 800-876-5235.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. This is usually the segment where we interview wonderful guests, and we are having issues with our phone. And so if we can get Loria Stern on, we will definitely do that. But this is a time for your gardening questions. If you'd like to call in right now, we are open and available, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so this is still April 29th, but I'm going to go ahead with what to do in the month of May.
You go, girl. You're such a rebel.
And so right now, with the rain, again, if we're getting a half an inch of rain a week, half inch to three quarters of an inch of rain a week, then there's no reason to use supplemental irrigation. So, you know, if you don't have one, getting a rain gauge is really good to get. And that way you'll know how much water you're receiving from rainfall. And that will help you determine if you need to irrigate. And also, too, if you have an automatic irrigation system, then you will, your system will turn off if you've had enough rain, if you have a rain shutoff device on it. Now, let me just say that if you do not have a working rain shutoff device on your automatic irrigation system, it is mandatory by law in the state of Florida. Okay, and so you need to make sure that it's working correctly. And sometimes that, you know, is a benefit because it's going to lower your water bill and, you know, cause you not to overwater your landscape. But two, it's not going to go on when you don't need it. And that just leads to more insects, more disease issues. Let's go to Jim in Dade City. Good morning, Jim. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing real good, Teresa, and thank you for all your help.
How can I help you?
I've got tomato plants that the top leaves are the new growth mainly. All the leaves are curling. Up, and I sprayed them with insecticide, I guess, every other day or so the last couple of weeks, but they just keep coming up, and I can't get my, it's right where it's blooming, and I need to say I don't have any tomatoes.
Right, and so, you know, it's getting to that time of the year where tomatoes are starting to decline or becoming more susceptible to insects and disease problems. So what I would suggest is that, you know, you could plant cherry tomatoes, but the time for tomato seasons is kind of over if you're not already, if they haven't been growing. Now, are you getting any tomatoes on them?
No, and my cherry tomatoes are sitting within about 3 foot of them, and it's doing the same thing to the top of them.
Okay, it's, and so what do the leaves actually look like?
Well, they're, instead of being, you know, kind of a nice green or fresh green, the new growth, it's, let's call it, I don't know, it's not yellow, but it's like you pull a leaf off and it starts to deteriorate. It turns kind of a light green or what, I don't know how to explain it to you. And the leaf curls, it curls up.
Okay. It sounds like an insect issue. And so, what did you, I don't want the brand name, but what did you put on it?
Diazinon.
Okay. And how long ago did you do that?
Well, I've been spraying it for the last week, every other day or every third day.
Is that what the label says?
the label, either dias or mine is an insect.
No. But does the label tell you to spray it every other day?
No. I'm trying to get rid of it. I never did it. No, I sprayed. I'm 86 years old, and I've been spraying insecticides and fungicides and miticides for a long time. But
God bless you.
I've been trying to get a handle on it in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
I sprayed them 3 or 4 times. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, okay, that's fine. And so what I would suggest is you cut off the dead portion or the portion that's affected and see if you get new leaf growth coming back. Don't spray it anymore, because you probably killed the insect, but the leaves aren't going to change if they've already been damaged. Okay, so if you, unless you've seen the actual insect now, even though you've sprayed, then I would just wait and just cut the portion that is damaged off and see what happens with the, when the tomato, the new leaf growth.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay.
I've taken the leaves and I can't find any, like the little mice or maybe white flies, and I haven't found any of those things.
Right. But they're really very, very tiny, so they may be hard to see.
Yeah, I need a microscope.
We all do. I'm with my trifocals, I tell you, I need a microscope even with my glasses, Jim. So I would just cut off the damaged part, see what happens if it comes back again, and then you'll be able to tell if it's going to survive this summer or not.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they're heirloom tomatoes, and then I got cherry tomatoes. I have a little problem with what do you ever call it, the bloom setting on them, but the cherry tomatoes, I guess, self-pollinate, but the other tomatoes, it seems like I'm the one to pollinate them.
Right. Well, when temperatures are over 85 degrees, tomatoes will, just regular, even heirlooms will not, pollinate. They will not produce any fruit.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Jim. Thank you for listening. I appreciate that. That's Jim all the way down in Dade City.
Right.
If you have a gardening question, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 and let us know what's going on out there. And so if you want to, this is a time, again, before the plants start, you know, setting blooms and everything for next year, this is a time to go ahead and cut back your perennials and your azaleas before the end of June. And so this is a good time, especially with the rains coming up, that the plants will, you know, not go through as much stress. Also, too, fertilizing is important for your flower beds and also your shrubs. And then look for lubber grasshoppers. I'm telling you, they are everywhere right now. So you want to kill them. Right now, you can kill them with 7 or with neem oil. When they're small and they have that little stripe, they're black and they have that little stripe on the side, this is a time to kill them, because when they become mature adults, you know, they're not affected by any kind of pesticide. You have to cut them in half or squish them or squash them, run them over in the road. You know,
just stay in your lane.
stay in your lane. Do not swerve. And so, yeah. So, but look for pears. If you see one, you'll see more. But right now, they're still juvenile, and they're probably about 3 to 5 inches long right now. 3 to 4 inches long right now. This is also the time if you have ponds, and also water lilies, and goldfish ponds, for your feed your plants, your lotus and water lilies this time of the month. This is important. That'll get them through the springtime. This is a time to go ahead and prune your blackberries and blueberries as soon as the squirrels and the cedar waxwings are through with them. You can go ahead and prune those back. You can remove your declining fruit plantings and replace with new varieties of fruits. And that would be, you know, you could do that. Feeding your vegetable plants monthly is important. These are a quick crop. You know, they're not something that is perennial. So, you know, feeding them on a regular basis also, too, is important. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680.
That's right. And go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. We're giving away really cool stuff, tickets to events. So go in there. You can also listen to us on the iHeartRadio app. Just go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and click on there. And you'll also can listen to Better Lawns and Gardens past shows, because Teresa's cute little face is the little icon. And you just click on it, and then you can pick which show you want to go back and listen to. And you can fast forward and back it up. So it's really good.
Yeah, so it's important to see. Now, in the last hour, we talked to Dr. Matt Borden, and he was telling us about the new Thrip Parsivspinus. And it is a plant that is, this is an insect that is going to devastate the state. It's called pepper thrips, and it's important that you, look for it. So if you're looking for these mites, these thrips, they are small. And I'm going to be posting a page on it for you. But they are, right now, 43 host plants will suffer because of these pepper thrips. And that means your gardenias, your abutilons, also to your all kinds of vegetables and ornamentals. Let me give you the list here. So your shallots, your angel trumpets, all the different kinds of peppers, hot peppers, chili peppers, regular peppers, bell peppers, papayas and your chrysanthemums, watermelon, citrus. Like, citrus doesn't need another pest, right?
Right.
So your citrus trees, sea grapes, melons, cucumbers, dahlias, then also too your mandevillas and also your diplodenias, cotton. So this is going to affect our agricultural farmers too as well. And so we don't need to see that either. Heliconias, hibiscus, hoyas, ixoras, ficus, then also mangoes, tobacco, beans, spur flowers, roses. Again, something that just doesn't need to have another pest. Ruellia, schefflerus, potatoes, eggplants, marigolds, and then all kinds of beans and all kinds of peas. So this is going to be a devastating insect when it comes in. And what they're saying right now is it's a host for 43 plants, but they don't even know. It could be in the hundreds of species.
I was going to say, because it doesn't sound like it's just fruit or it's just vegetables or it's just foliage. It doesn't sound like it's...
No.
It sounds random.
It loves everything. Anything green, it's going to get into. And so we just want to make sure... So if you have a pest issue and you think you have a pest issue, take a picture of it. Don't take, unless you have it in a plastic bag and it can't get out, to the extension office for identification before you, you get a solution for it. So if you don't know what it is, make sure you identify it correctly so that you can use the proper pesticide, whether it is a disease issue or an insect issue. And definitely always call your extension to say you have this insect, and you can just, they'll give you an email address and you can, you know, send them a picture. That way we can catch where this thrip is and control it. Because once it hits the nurseries, it's just going to be spread throughout the whole state. And so that's
crying.
Yes, I know. It's just devastating. And so we're going to, this is where you want to stay tuned with, you know, your gardening information. And so I appreciate you listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, listen, are you a 50-year-old person looking for term life insurance? Then you need to talk to Bob. Bob specializes in helping people find $1 million or more of term life insurance for a couple of $100 a month. Look, you need to know there's a price war in the term life insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call Bob, and he'll shop and see how much money he can save you. Look, this could be the last term life insurance policy you ever have. Your rates are guaranteed for the next next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rates for the next 20 years. And if you're a smoker or your health is not perfect, Bob has great rates for you too. So for $1 million of term life insurance coverage for a couple of $100 a month, call Bob right now. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. 800-890-5049. That's 800-890-5049. Paid for by Term Direct.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am a horticulturist, landscape designer, garden author. I'm here to help with your gardening questions. You can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. let me know what's going on out there. So I heard from Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. Howie sent in and he says they have repellents for animals at the nursery. So check with your garden centers and look for plant skid or other available animal repellents. And they will be good for a time frame, and then you just reapply it. So we have some really great animal repellents out there. And it's just important, again, when you're looking, look for causes, insect issues, turn over your leaves, look for insects or from nibbling on, and then breakage. This week in my yard, I found broken branches all the way around. And I think it was because of the storm and the wind that we had this week. But it can be something else, and it could be animals, squirrels or insects that will, take your limbs out. Another thing that's going on right now could be that you have thatch that needs to be removed from your lawn. So what is thatch? So most homeowners have heard about it. Do I have thatch in my lawn? Do I not? What is it? And it's not the dry grass blades left over from winter, okay? Dry grass blades can be raked out. So if you can rake the brown out of your lawn, that's not thatch. Thatch is a buildup of decomposed material that comes from overwatering and over-fertilizing. It doesn't happen in new lawns, but that in lawns that have been overwatered and over-fertilized for about 5 to 7 years, and then older than 7 years. So if you can stand back from the road and you see a whole buildup of material between your grass blades and the dirt, then you probably do have thatch. But excessive fertilizing, we think more is better, or that we have to fertilize often because our sandy soils don't hold on to organic material very long. That's not true. We want to fertilize as minimal as possible. And so when the thatch becomes too thick, it's going to be a problem. It's going to prevent water from getting into the ground and the roots, and it's also going to prevent the nutrients from the decomposing material to get into the ground and provide nutrients. Leaving your grass blades on your lawn can be the equivalent of fertilizing once a year during the summertime. And that helps during the summertime when we can't fertilize it. So thatch is a problem that is caused not by the grass blades or dry grass blades, but by overwatering and over-fertilizing. So what do you need to do? Well, make sure you're following the label instructions of your fertilizer. Apply only what's necessary. If you put down more fertilizer, it's just going to leach through the ground and go into our water supply, or it's going to run off and go into our lakes. And so we want to make sure that we're not doing that. Also, too, you want to, if you do have thatch, then, contact your local landscaping company. They can do a thatch removal using vertical mowers, and or you can rent the vertical mowers yourself from the rental centers, and sometimes box stores will have them for rent. And so you want to make sure that you're doing it correctly. If you remove thatch or do it incorrectly, and you can cause problems that can literally just kill your turf and it doesn't recover well. You're going to just kind of remove that root system and just tear it up, and that's not good. Also, too, by doing it incorrectly, you're disturbing that microbe system that is healthy for your soil. And you're going to disturb that, and that's going to cause problems with your turf. So the best time to do thatch removal is between March and September. So now's the time to do it. But make sure that you verify that you do have thatch. If you're watering more than twice a week, if you're putting down more than an inch of water on your lawn, you're going to get thatch. If you're over-fertilizing, if it says to only use this many pounds per square foot, if you're putting down more than that, then you're going to get thatch. So what we see in the landscape, it can be weather related, it can be just Mother Nature at fault, but most of the times in the landscape, when Dr. Borden goes out or when I go out and consult, we see issues that are just man-made. They're just homemade crisis, and it just comes from not knowing what to do. And so you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680, and we can discuss what's going on in your yard. And so we did get Loria on. I'm so pleased. So let's, good morning, Loria. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you?
I am doing fine. Thank you for, you know, being there for us when we tried to get a hold of you. That's great. We so appreciate it. So you are the founder of Eat Your Flowers, and this is a garden-to-table catering and private chef business. And you have been featured all over the world with your cooking, with your edible flowers in Vogue, the New York Times, Harper's Bazaar, and with all the major brands in the world. That's so exciting. I'm so glad to have you on. So tell us right now, Loria, where did your love of cooking come from?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, and thank you for your kind introduction. That's very, very sweet. My love for cooking and botanicals definitely comes from where I grew up, which is a small town called Ojai, California. And it's there's a lot of nature in the town. The street I grew up on was lined with rocks and oak trees. So there's just like a lot of nature surrounding, you know, my hometown. And my mom was a terrific cook. So I was always working alongside of her, mixing and cracking eggs. And yeah, so she really established that. But outside of my mom, some of my best friends in Ojai, their families were really good cooks. And what's interesting is they came from many different backgrounds. You know, I had a best friend who was Lebanese, another friend who's Chinese, another friend who's Indian. So I was exposed to different flavors and different cultures, and especially the food, at a very young age. And, you know, I'd always come home like, Mom, can we make a curry tonight? I was 6 years old. You know, I loved the different world flavors. And that, looking back, you know, those times really kind of laid the framework and the foundation of my love for global flavors and cooking.
Okay, so Loria, that sounds fascinating. I want to get into your cookbook, Eat Your Flowers. We're going to be right back with Loria Stern on Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Looking to make your garden fresh and new this spring? Quality Green Specialists in DeLand has what you're looking for. Fancy shrubs, large trees like magnolias and hollies, beautiful flowers like super tunias and azaleas, olives, citrus, peaches, blueberries, vegetables and herbs too. Enjoy gardening at its best. Select from our quality fertilizers and organics like azomite. Great plants, sustainable products. Friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Hi, Darcy the Cow here for Black Cow, the mature manure. It's time to start getting your flower and vegetable gardens off to a great start with Black Cow. Prepare new plant beds with a 1.5-inch layer of Black Cow in the area, and then mix it in with the soil 6 inches deep. Black Cow is organic. Pick up the bright yellow bag and get growing.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
World-class plant experts, beautiful flowers and foliage, a kid's zone, juried artists and crafters, free admission. Sounds pretty good, right? If you agree, then you won't want to miss the 61st Annual Apopka Art and Foliage Festival, April 29th and 30th at Kitland Nelson Park. Check out the incredible flowers and foliage, talk to plant doctors, and learn more about conservation. Plus, over 75 award-winning artists and crafters. Visit ApopkaArtAndFoliageFestival.org.
If your king or queen sago palms have been invaded by Asian cycad scale, it's time to fight back with organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil. It kills Asian cycad scale and other insect pests. But Summit Year-Round Spray Oil contains no chemical toxins. Insects don't build up a resistance to this horticultural oil, so it keeps working every time you spray. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil is available at fine garden centers and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
And now, a couple of corny facts. Number one, there are about 800 kernels in each ear of corn. Number two, an ear of corn always has an even number of rows. And number three, Florida sweet corn season ends in June. June? What? Why didn't anybody tell me that it was gonna...
Oh, well, I guess that's a wrap.
It's sweet corn season in Florida. Stop on your way home and get some before it's gone. See more seasonal produce at followfreshfromflorida.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am here with the incredible Loria Stern. She has a new book out called Eat Your Flowers. It's a cookbook. And Loria, I think that most cooks and even gardeners are comfortable using herbs and even flowers in their dishes, but you take your recipes to a higher culinary level. What are natural plant dusts?
Thank you so much. Well, natural plant dust is essentially a all-natural way to color and flavor your food. So in its, you know, basic definition, it is dehydrated or freeze-dried ingredients, and then it's ground up fine. You know, you can grind this up in a coffee grinder, and it's just like a powder, which, you know, I also substitute as a portion of flour in a baking recipe, for example.
That's incredible. I've never heard of natural plant dust, and it's so fascinating. Your book is so beautiful. You have all these colors that you have created. How did you determine, or how did you say, I'm going to start painting and using these natural plant dusts in my cookies?
Thank you so much. Well, you know, I guess the inspiration came really from a friend of mine who had a terrible reaction to a artificial food colorant. So when that happened, I just, you know, really didn't want to use artificial colorants anymore in my baked goods. And I found an alternative. So that's really where it came from.
Excellent. And so I'm so fascinated by that because you're a visual artist on top of it. So so give us a few examples of some of your recipes that are fun and unique.
Well, some recipes that you could find in the cookbook are, let's see, there's a raw cashew cheesecake, which is, you know, there's a base of the cheesecake and it's the color is white because it's made with cashews, but you could use any of the colorants to tint the base of the raw cashew cheesecake. So that's one recipe that I love. It's delicious. Another recipe is my Prisma rice, where it's just basmati rice, but you can make the rice any color by putting a different vegetable in there. And I give examples and recipes of how to make the rice a different color using, you know, every color of the rainbow, for example.
So like what colors? I mean, can you make the rice purple?
Yeah, you sure can. You can make the rice purple with red cabbage.
Oh my goodness. That's great. And so your book, you have, tell us about Eat Your Flowers.
So Eat Your Flowers is actually my baking company, and we ship nationally. We are very much known for our flower press shortbread cookies, and we do a lot of collaborations with big brands, some of which, you know, Gucci, Adidas, Tiffany's, to just name a couple. And we ship to our customers all over the country, so it's pretty cool. And we also sell granola, handmade sugar cubes, flower fetti, which we make in-house, which is kind of my invention, I'd say. It's dried flower petals that you could sprinkle onto food and cakes and anything you'd like.
That's wonderful. So on our Facebook page, you can go betterlawns.com and you can see photographs of all of the flowers and different cookies that you make. So that's wonderful. So you also do a edible flower guide. So it's a downloadable PDF. And tell us about that. What can people do with that?
Yeah, so on my website, as well as in the cookbook, actually, there is a guide of edible flowers, and it tells you which flowers I personally like to use often that I grow myself and we use in the bakery. And the guide gives readers a little bit about, or gives readers information about, you know, what the flavor profiles are, what I like to do with each specific flower. So it kind of gives some background. The same guide exists on my website, and I always encourage my clients and customers to purchase the edible flower guide on my website, along with the cooking classes that I also teach on my website. So I teach how to make the edible flower shortbread cookies and how to press edible flowers for decorating.
That's wonderful, Loria. And so that's on eatyourflowers.com. Where can people find your book?
They can find my book on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble. I think any of your smaller booksellers that are online, and hopefully the book will be, you know, everywhere at all your bookstores once everyone sees what a cool book this is.
Excellent. I'm so excited. I can't wait to read it. It is beautiful. My son is a chef. I know he's going to have it on his kitchen and on his restaurant shelf for using.
Aww.
And so I so appreciate you, Lori, coming on. I wish I could talk to you longer. So have a great day, and I'll be posting and promoting your book. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right. That's Loria Stern, author of Eat Your Flowers. And you can go on to eatyourflowers.com and see all of the beautiful cakes and cookies and food, drinks and cocktails, appetizers. It's just incredible, Lizzie, right?
Oh, she has me blown away. If you look at these, and then just to look at the little sugar cubes and the stuff. Oh, it's in this. What would she call flower fetti?
Flower fetti.
That
I love it.
Awesome. I love that. Like little sprinkles that are flowers and they're edible. And if you have like little kids, I'm excited about this. This will be fun to do, especially with, you know, I mean, think about pre-plan for the holidays and what you can use for the holiday with your kids or grandkids.
Oh, especially that. So I do appreciate Loria coming on. That's wonderful. We didn't get to our text messages today, but I am going to be talking about it next week, and I will be taking care of those issues. Thank you so much to everyone. Nancy, we'll get a hold of you. And then, Lizzie, if they need to hear the show, where can they go hear it now? If they missed any portion of Loria Stern's interview or Dr. Matt Borden's important interview on thrips?
Yes, go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com, and then you scroll down on the page, and you'll see where the podcasts are. Click on Teresa's beautiful face, and then it'll open up to all of the different segments and the different shows, and you can hit play, you can rewind, you can fast forward, and it's very easy to use. And I love our free iHeartRadio app. It's amazing.
Wonderful. And we're getting bunches of text messages coming in. I will address those next week, but I got to get JAC in Cocoa Beach because I didn't get to it last week. And she had a really good question. When I talk about overwatering roots and why is it different with growing hydroponic? It's because of the soil and the bacteria.
Oh.
And so when you're growing hydroponically, you're using sterile water, there's no soil and microbes and bacteria in it to cause, rot and disease issues. And so the difference is that it's not as sterile. So that's a really good information, and that's important. I'd like to thank Dr. Matt Borden from coming on, and again, Loria Stern, entrepreneur, chef, and artist. And then also to head out to Peterson's Nursery for their orchid repotting, free repotting. Can you beat that?
That's amazing.
That's great. Quality Green Specialist Nursery has all the trees and shrubs that you need for your native landscapes. And then Tom McCubbin and I are going to be at the Apopka Art and Foliage Festival this week, today, from 9 to 11. Tom will be there, and I will be there from 11 to 1 p.m.
You kind of get the best of both worlds. Not only do you get the art and foliage, but you also get Teresa and Tom.
That's right. So, Lizzie, thank you so much. Get out in your garden this week. It's going to be a great week. Enjoy your beautiful flowers. Harvest your delicious fruits and vegetables. Hunt down those lubber grasshoppers. It's the season. Put some weeds in your hand and pull before they get out of hand. And then come see me in Apopka today. And so I do appreciate it. We're going to get to everybody, and they can call in next week for their garden questions. We're going to be here from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, maker of organic mosquito bits and dunks and organic year-round oil spray. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Of Florida's wilderness lie unimaginable sights. Behold.
It's time to discover the wild side of Florida again. Florida Wild Quest is a free, fun, and family-friendly scavenger hunt. Grab your phone for this 10-day event all across the state. Explore the great outdoors and complete missions for your chance to win prizes. Florida Wild Quest takes place April 28th to May 7th. For more info, visit FloridaWildQuest.com. That's FloridaWildQuest.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.